When the sharpshooting contractor learned his company wouldn't be allowed to use firearm suppressors, he said his team could move forward without that tool to silently take down deer, but then the deer weren't taking the bait scattered to lure them to specific areas. On top of that, the contractor was worried that the regular hunting still happening on Block Island would interfere with his work, according to Catherine Sparks. She's the DEM's Assistant Director of Natural Resources.
And he just felt that given everything that had been planned and done thus far, his recommendation was not to move forward unless we could be successful. And he started to have doubts as to whether or not it was going to be worth doing this year.
Sparks says the DEM and the town council will apply what they learned this year when they revisit the deer reduction plan next year. I'm Bad Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.